This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Brian, listening in Ohio. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Hank. It's good to talk to you. I got a question about the second blessing. I guess it has to do with sanctification and receiving entire sanctification. I've been looking into it, and it's being taught as instantaneous when the Lord gives you this sanctification. He takes away your sin nature, and you don't sin anymore. It's not what I read. I guess I believe in a progressive sanctification because it seems to be what I'm reading in the Bible. And I don't know. I'm leaving a church that I've been in for quite a few years because I've just finally realized that this is just going to keep coming back to me. You know, it keeps coming up, and I just can't agree with it. I can't buy into it.
Well, and I think you're right. I don't believe in entire sanctification either, and I do believe that sanctification is an ongoing conforming to the image of God. And the beauty is the one who justifies you is also the one who daily conforms you to his image. So Jesus Christ sanctifies you as well as justifies you, and one day will glorify you in what you are now. In position only, because you still retain your sin nature, you'll be in practice in eternity. Paul says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. And of course, that's not a statement that is meant to escape moral responsibility, but a statement regarding the powerful lure of sin that we struggle with because we retain a sin nature.
I remember hearing the pastor of this church speak on that, and I think he said that was Paul before he got converted.
No, there's no warrant for that whatsoever. In Romans chapter 7, Paul is not talking about his conversion process. He's talking about what continues on in his life. And this is not a singular statement in Scripture either. There's no warrant whatsoever for believing that we lose our sin nature. As Luther used to describe us, we're like snow-covered dung. We're still sinners, but we're covered by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.